You're listening to Our Faith, Our Country, the podcast that discusses walking with Christ and ties faith to America's foundation. Here's your host, Jason Bryant Jennings.
1 Timothy 6:15, which God will bring about in his own time, God the blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The connection here to our country is sovereign authority of God. An interesting tie-in, every state mentions God in its constitution. You can also see the connection in the Pledge of Allegiance and even in our currency. My guest for this episode of Our Faith, Our Country plays volleyball at Baylor University, Kara McGee. Welcome to Our Faith, Our Country.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Kara, why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey to finding Christ?
I grew up in a Christian home. My mom was a really strong Christian and my brother influenced me a lot, but it wasn't until I was about 15 that I kind of decided on my own that I wanted to follow Christ. I think that growing up, it was just normal to go to church and do all these things. And then you get into like middle school, high school, you find your friend group, you kind of drift off from what your parents say and kind of do your own thing. And so when I was 15, I decided that the thing that I was doing wasn't fulfilling enough. And the only person I knew to run to was Christ, because that's who my parents had pushed me towards. And my brother was a big part of that journey, encouraging me, you know, reminding me to read the Bible, telling me how much I was loved by God. So that's kind of how I came to Christ. And then it's been a journey since. I've passionately tried to serve the Lord in everything that I do. I've definitely had faults. You know, college has been hard, transitioning and to being busy. It was hard for me to find time for faith and sports, but I feel like I'm starting to make it work. And I'm really grateful that God has brought me on this journey.
How do you go about balancing being an athlete, being a student, and being a Christian?
It's definitely hard, just as most things are. Honestly, anything that's worth taking the time to do is probably going to be hard. So I've just really have been finding that it's helpful to be disciplined, to have a schedule, waking up early, reading the Bible, practice, scheduling class time, scheduling time to study, just making sure that I'm staying disciplined enough to stay on that schedule so that I have time for everything that I need to get done.
When you go out there, obviously everything we do as followers, we do to give him the glory. What's your mind frame on that, and how does that play a role in the way that you go about preparing and executing?
Yeah, I think for me, when I think of honoring Christ, I think of just like humility and being humble. And so that to me is like dying to yourself and living for the Lord. So I try to just prepare by reading some scripture, probably in Psalms, praying and just writing, journaling, like praying to the Lord. And then just thinking about my teammates, not putting the focus on me or stats, how I specifically want to perform more. How can I make my teammates the best versions of themselves, and how can I encourage them before so that they go out there and are confident? And then they're not about how I'm performing. It's about how I can encourage my team to perform. To honor God, I'm taking the thought process off of me as much as I can. I'm putting it more on how can I make my team have fun? How can I pour into them? How can I show? I'm not focused on the end result, because I know that's in God's control, but just by like loving them through the process of each point.
I'm glad you brought up the point about journaling. I know a lot of people that journal, and some of the reasons I get about why they do it is because once you put it down in writing, once you put down what you're feeling, what you want to do, what your goals are, why you want to be close, why you want to have that relationship with him, it makes it more of a solid commitment. What are your thoughts on journaling? Why do you do it? And most of the time, when do you do it?
It's funny. I'm a big reader. And so one of my favorite books is The Help. And I didn't even think about journaling until I read The Help. And one of the main characters in The Help, I can't even think of her name at the time, but she talked about how people would go to her because something about her prayers, just they seemed to be answered, and she would write them down. And so after reading that book, I was, oh, I want to do that. And I started writing down my prayers and writing down people that I wanted to pray for and just keeping it all organized in a journal. And I just felt so much closer to the Lord. Like you said, it's a longer process and it is permanently written. And so it makes me truly think about what I'm saying. I just feel like I truly am in the presence of the Lord as I am taking the time to write out all this stuff and get it out on paper. I think it also helps me distinguish everything that's going on in my mind and to get it all organized. So I started doing it in high school, but I do it every morning and every night. My morning journals, look a little different than my evening journals. In the morning, I normally pray for the day and how everything I want it to go. And then at night, I start by just writing down all my thoughts from the day, just getting it all out there on paper, kind of clearing my mind. And then I go through it and just pray over everything for forgiveness or over people that I felt, you know, might need some encouragement or just for the next day and everything like that. And I pray over the scripture that I read that evening normally.
Earlier in the interview, Carrie, you mentioned that your brother kind of really pushed you towards Christ. Tell us a little bit more about that.
He's always been this steady, consistent person in my life. He's only 2 years older than me, but I've always looked up to him as if he were this huge big brother figure. He's just a great human being, and he gave his life to Christ, I want to say, at 7 and ran with it. And so as a young kid, I remember I would be doing my own thing, and my brother every day right before bed would come into my room and remind me to brush my teeth and read the Bible. When he was young, around 13, I was 10, 11, and he was, hey, I just finished reading the Bible. Like, this is your Bible now. I hope you read through the whole thing. And so I remember every time I committed to reading the Bible when I was younger, I would get like halfway through Genesis and then stop. And so I remember the first time I went from Genesis into the next chapter, and I like literally the only thing I wanted to do was call my brother and be like, oh my gosh, I've made it this far, you know? And so, yeah, I just, not only from the reminders of reading the Bible and the way that he's talked about the Lord throughout my life, but just the way he's lived out his life and the consistency that he's had, really encouraging, and it made a big impact on me as a young kid.
You kind of hit on something really cool in that answer. You mentioned getting halfway through Genesis and then stopping. A lot of times when people are first starting out reading the Bible, and even some that have done it for a while, find that it's just so hard to understand, right? And a lot of the times, that's because they have the wrong version of the Bible for them. Some of us can read NIV and be cool. Some of us can read King James Version and be cool. I am not one that can do that for sure. But one of the biggest things that I was told and that I've learned is you can't read it in order because the books are out of order, big time. So what advice do you have for people just as far as dissecting the Bible and maybe even how to choose the right edition for them?
That's a great point. When I first started, I actually did go through the whole Bible, and it took me about a year. And I look back and I feel like I didn't get that much out of it. So I agree. It is better to start in different places. And I would recommend the New Testament. I think that starting in the Gospels is a great place to start. And then from there, moving on to Paul's letters, Romans is probably my favorite in the Bible. I just feel like there's so much in it. Someone starting out through the Bible, it is overwhelming because there's so much in it and there's so much to soak up and understand. And so I feel like Romans is the best place to start. And as for the version of the Bible that's best for you, I would just go on the Bible app, start looking through them, reading a little bit of it from each version, and then just feel them out and get which one works best for each person individually.
Yes, the Bible app, something I have not brought up lately on an episode of Our Faith, Our Country. I don't know about you, the one thing I absolutely love about the Bible app is the fact it doesn't matter what you're going through, what you're facing in your life, you can find reading plans, audio and just regular visual reading plans for any topic that you possibly could imagine. What are your thoughts on the Bible app and just how great of a resource it really is?
I love it. I love the verses of the day. I think that that's great. I have a little reminder on my phone at 2 every day, and I just get to read a verse that they've chosen each day. I love that. And then my mentor, she will send me verses that stick out to her, and it's just a great tool and easy way to like share verses that are on your heart. Even the highlighting, I love that you can highlight verses and then go back and look at them. I do that all the time. I always go back and look at the verses I highlighted. You know, like, oh, I highlighted that verse. I can go back and find it. And then the plans you mentioned, I love those. I think that they're great because they're super short and sweet normally, and it's just a little dose of encouragement throughout the day for whatever you're struggling with, like you said. So I think it's honestly a great tool, and I totally recommend using it.
Okay, guys, cool story for you with the Bible app. I was at home one Sunday, couldn't go to church. I was watching the service, and after the service, I was doing a 5-day reading plan on management. And no joke, the next day, I get a phone call from a fitness center asking me to come in and interview for a management position. I go in, do the interview. I'm in my car driving home. 10 minutes after I leave the interview, I get a call saying that I got the job. Kara, have you ever had an instance like that?
I'll be listening to a podcast and they'll say, pull out your Bible, whatever verse or chapter, and I'll like, oh, just open it up and it'll be right at the verse or the chapter or the page that I need it to be on. And I feel like that's so encouraging. Going to Baylor, I never thought about going to Baylor, not even once. It wasn't really on my mind. When I was 13, playing sports wasn't even on my mind. And I remember my dad, you're driving to Dallas, pointing out the stadium from the highway, being like, that's where Baylor is, because I'd never seen it before. And I just like felt in my heart, like, I'm going here. And so when I was 15, I committed my life to Christ, remembered that feeling, and then 2 days later committed to Baylor because I felt like that's what the Lord was calling me to do. So yeah, the Lord will speak to you even at random times.
I want to get your thoughts on this. What kind of feedback have you gotten from friends that are at other colleges, other universities, as far as how they have to deal with being followers of Christ compared to how you're able to outwardly do it at a place like Baylor?
It's definitely different. Sometimes I want to take Baylor for granted because it's what I know. But after talking with some friends that are believers of the other schools, it is a weird experience. There's this FCA camp every spring, and my entire team normally goes. I have friends that they don't even want to show up necessarily because they don't know anyone from their team that's going. Nobody will go with them. It is a different environment, which I'm so blessed to be a part of. But yeah, I think that it can definitely be a struggle for people, but I think that you can also find your group. There are positives and negatives to going to a Christian school, but I think that having strong relationships with people that also have strong relationships with the Lord and how easy it is to find community at a Christian school, is I'm really appreciative of.
You mentioned that Romans is one of your favorite books. What are some of your favorite Bible verses?
I love Psalm 73. I believe it's 25 through 26, but my favorite is Psalms 25:9. He will lead the humble to justice. And I just love that because I feel like, and I mentioned before, like humility and the thought of humility is so important to me. Just the idea of being humble in the right ways. My coach and I talk about that a lot, what it looks like to truly be humble other than what the world might define it as. And so I love that verse because it's just a reminder. If you do the right thing and you're humble about it, like the Lord will guide you. So if you have your heart and your mind on the Lord and not worried about what the world says to worry about, He will lead you to justice. And that just really encourages me.
Kara, not only is your volleyball team at Baylor part of your family, but you also have family that's part of the team with your sister.
It is so cool. It truly is a blessing from the Lord because she's not only my sister, but she truly is my best friend. She knows me better than anybody else. She loves me. I love her. And she's an amazing volleyball player. So be able to play with her, it's amazing because she pushes me. She's great. She's strong. She's athletic. She can run fast. In every area of athletics in sports, she is going to make me better. She's going to make the team better. But she's just an amazing person. And it's so fun to play with her because of the joy she brings. I just love her so much. And being able to be next to her every day and share such a special memory as college playing sports, I'm just so excited for what this season has in store for us.
We all know Christianity is under attack. It's always going to be under attack. Kara, what are some areas in our society today that you think we can include religion and God more?
Yeah, that's a great question. Something that I feel like is on my heart is just coming together as Christians and not being divided. I feel like that's so important. And beliefs and everything, just coming together for the purpose of just honoring the Lord and serving God with no other ulterior motives. That is a great question. And I feel like through everything, honestly, I feel like sports, we can honor God more through even in eating. I feel like not indulging while we eat, but eating to honor the Lord in all the little things. I feel like the world can do a better job of honoring Christ.
What are some of the things that you've done, some of the groups you've been involved with besides FCA, to really get out there and answer the call that we have to help others?
I've done Special Olympics, and I've helped run them and set them up at our school and stuff, just pour into the young kids that way. And even like we have volleyball camps, and my favorite thing to do is work with the little kids and just share the gospel and just love on them the best I can. When you're 5, it's not more of a volleyball camp. It's more of a run around and play tag camp and just have a good time, do crafts. And so that's a great time to just pour into young kids. I'm the type of person that wants to just one-on-one love everyone around me and wants to be intentional with my time, take people on coffee dates and share the love of the Lord with them, ask them how they're doing and stuff.
We all have our own way of getting out there and spreading the gospel to people that need it. Some do it through song, some do it through writing, others like yourself do it through sport by the way that they represent themselves as an athlete. You're also now doing it through clothing with a company called Seventh Salvation. Tell us a little bit about Seventh Salvation and how people can check them out.
Yeah, so with the new NIL rules, obviously we can, as student athletes, go and partner with companies, you know, promote them on our social media accounts. And so on July 1st, Seventh Salvation reached out to me and said that they wanted me to be a part of what they're doing and be a part of one of the student athletes that partner with them and promote their clothing, you know, help them out. And I just love it. That was something that I really wanted to honor God through, this new opportunity. It's obviously something that is new and everyone's trying to figure out. And so I prayed about it for a while and I feel like that's what God was calling me to do. And I'm so excited about it. I just love the people there. They're amazing people. And it's really cool. Seventh Salvation, part of the commission goes to nonprofit of your choice. There's a few options that you can go through when you're purchasing your items of where you want your money to go to. I mean, I love it. Their quality of their clothing has blown me away. There's this shirt that says by faith and on the back it says not by sight. And so I just love the encouraging stuff that they put on their shirt because I feel like that's something that I just want to be reminded of all the time and need to be reminded of all the time. So I'm really excited to see where that goes and how we all continue to spread the gospel through clothing so people can read it and just be soaked up by the word. And to learn more about that, you can go on Seventh Salvation. There's a link in my Instagram bio, actually, that you could go to look at all their clothing. And I have a promo code, KARA7, so KARA7, to get 10% off your purchase if anyone wants to purchase anything from Seventh Salvation. I really recommend.
After the show cuts off, go down in the show description, whatever platform you're on right now, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, you'll see a link to the Seventh Salvation website. You'll also see Kara's code on there for 10% off. And like she said, it's a great cause because we've got money that is going to different nonprofits that can really help. Kara, it's been great having you on Our Faith, Our Country today. If you would, please pray us out before we end the show.
Yeah, of course, I would love to. Father, I pray that everyone listening here, that they would have learned something today, Lord, that they would honor you, that they would go out and love the people around them well in a way that is glorifying to you. God, I pray that we would as a nation come together to serve you and that we would grow spiritually each and every day, that we would get better at journaling and praying and being in your word, Lord, and that we would use scripture and meditate on it each and every day. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Faith Country Pod or by searching for Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Until next time, later times, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Our Faith, Our Country. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode.